Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment, do your daily practice. Through our eyes, the universe is perceiving itself. Through our ears, the universe is listening to its harmonies. We are the witnesses through which the universe becomes conscious of its glory, of its magnificence. Alan Watts. Today, practice being the eyes and ears of the universe, witnessing its, our glory. What a marvelous assignment for receptivity, right, Sherry?
Yes.
All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Laura, San Diego.
Hello, Laura. What are you seeing?
Well, I have a question, and there's this, with everything that's going on politically right now, I've been really, everything is really beautiful about that, and I'm sitting with, as a white person with privilege, like, what I've been feeling called, right, to do is do some, my own, like, research or my own looking inward around what can I do differently, and I'm really struggling with like how I just don't even know how to articulate what I'm I'm seeing around it, because it feels so there just doesn't feel like there's any kind of right, quote, right answers around this. And so what I
Can I tell you what the problem is?
Please.
Can we just cut to the chase
tell
you what the problem is?
Yes, cut to the chase.
You're looking to conditioned mind.
Yes.
Okay. You're looking to conditioned mind for a solution, and conditioned mind is the problem.
Yep. Okay.
So it's never going to happen. It's just never going to work. And when you look around at what's going on in the world today and every day, you know, wise people keep pointing out that nothing is any different today, right? It's just more people are looking at the same content today, the same process today, but nothing is any different. And those same people will very likely go right back to sleep because it's conditioned mind that is doing the looking. So awareness practice is assisting ourselves not to do that, but to sit still.
Go to sleep.
Well, and not to go with conditioned mind for anything.
Right.
Turn your attention to conditioned mind, and you are part of the problem. And, of course, what conditioned mind would say is, and if you don't do that, what? Well, the what is what we're learning to do in awareness practice, which is to stop, sit down, sit still, and listen to what the intelligence animating you has to say to you in this moment, in this moment, in this moment, in this moment.
That is so
crazy. And
then
if there's action to be taken, it will just be, it won't be something you're going to do. It will simply be being in the present.
So I get what it just occurred, like, so in another retreat that we're doing, we've been talking about this very practice, this tool of just stopping, sitting, being, and listening. And yet, like, content-wise, right, that wasn't occurring, right? That I wasn't utilizing that tool with this content.
No.
And so I just appreciate
we're very,
the cut to the chase.
Yeah, we're heavily conditioned. We're heavily conditioned. And so this assignment that we're, our current assignment is that process.
Is that.
Of stopping, sitting still, realizing what's actually going on here, which Alan Watts articulated so beautifully. That's what's actually happening here. And our opportunity is to realize that for ourselves. And we're never going to realize that for ourselves as long as our attention is on ego, is on conditioned mind. It's just
yeah.
not. Right. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yep.
All right. You're welcome. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Laura. We can't ever have that conversation too often, right, Sherry? Because that's exactly what the condition, what conditioned mind would do. It, the attention on it produces the very thing that we feel shouldn't exist, and yet not having condition, not having attention on it, is vilified by it, which is why we keep going around in circles. It's not that horrific things don't happen, but the way to stop horrific things from happening is the transformation that happens inside every one of us to choose not to do that.
Yes.
To be what we are, right?
Yes. And when we look with specifics such as what's happening, particularly in this country right now, well, and in other countries, if we look at the people that we recognize as ones who have actually made a difference, we can see very quickly that they were not operating out of the same ego-driven conditioned mind. Their message was revolutionary. And of course many of them were killed for delivering that message to an egocentric world that didn't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Which didn't stop them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very complicated, and that's why I think the waiting, the sitting with it is so important, because it's only that contemplative perspective that allows for and for both those things somehow, right? Because the conditioned world is an or, and so to reconcile those seemingly opposite places, one has to drop out of the mind.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and that still small voice that's often referred to is what will guide us. But we have to learn to listen to it.
Yes.
And that's the very listening that, again, Alan Watts was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. I think I got my keyboard back. Here we go. Next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. This is Alicia from Seattle.
Hello, Alicia.
Oh,
what are you seeing?
Oh,
yes, of course.
Well, oh, good. So what I saw my focus for this session or this month was around new ideas, and I specifically chose the world as a, or the universe as a friendly place as my sort of the new idea. And what I experienced was, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. What I experienced was so much resistance, and but as I, how can I put this, because it's not going to sound earth-shattering, but it felt earth-shattering, that I do not have access to the idea, and I think this is what you were just talking about, like I don't have access to the idea of the world is a friendly place when I'm in conditioned mind. Like,
yes. Yes, yeah. Alicia. Yes. And I'll tell you what, it is earth shaking.
Yeah.
I realize that.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Now you may have heard it 10,000 times.
Okay? Yes.
But when we get it, it shakes our foundation. Yep. That's
I mean, it really does. I had to laugh because that's exactly what I thought of. Like, I have been hearing this for years.
Yes. And you know what? Before you go on, the thing that's important about that is the reason that you recognized it for years is that you knew it. But you didn't know it, right? So we know it. We actually do know it in our heart. But we don't know it in the marrow of our bones. And that's the movement that you're describing.
Right. And I'm so I was so grateful, you know, I was so grateful just even for this, the framing of receptivity, because I got to see, like, when I'm, there's the word I liked that a caller said was tussle, like just this constant tussle
yes.
with the, you know, yes. And you can really feel it physically.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
that sort of, you're just tussling with ego, and that's all you're really doing.
Yes. One step forward, one step back. That's where
yeah.
ego wants us to go through life. That's how.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just so grateful just to have had the you know, the moments where I can, you know, where I can be in that moment and see, like, yes, I can be with this idea and it feels very real to me. You know, even in spite of everything that's happening, which I know is happening, it's not, you know, that I'm pretending it's not, but there is those moments that are, you know, available to me that are so wonderful, you know, with
well,
that
and they keep us going
deep information
right?
Yeah, exactly,
they keep us going because they affirm and confirm what you know.
Right.
Even though the voices will, you know, scream and yell and carry on that, no, you don't, and this is what's real, and how could you, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
In our hearts, we know. And so we just keep putting one foot in front of the other. And we're actually not, even though ego would tell us we are, we're actually not doing the one step forward, one step back. We're not.
Yeah.
We're moving on down the path.
That's a good reminder. It did feel, I have to say, it felt like a big,
oh,
you know, like a
huge,
like a piano hitting me. I was like, oh,
yes, yes.
So.
Oh, I see. Oh, I okay. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Thank you, okay. Alicia. That's wonderful. Very happy for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alicia. Just to to underline that, right, Sherry, when we're identified, the world is not a friendly place because ego is not ego is not friendly. It's hostile.
No.
And yet that ability to know that the difference between nirvana and samsara is just perspective.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. The world, yes, the universe is a friendly place when we are with the universe.
Yeah.
Right. And when we're with ego, it's not. The universe doesn't change.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's also hard in some senses to wrap our head around if the universe is, and then the perspective decides whether it's friendly or not, because we really desperately want to believe that it is friendly.
Yes. Well, we actually in our hearts know that it is.
Right.
With what you just said, we could say we desperately want it confirmed that authenticity is what is true, and that
right.
ego is
it's
what we
unreal.
Suspect it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Simply a distance from friendliness, right? The extent to which we're identified is the extent to which we're not in touch with love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not present to what's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Rob. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Rob. What are you seeing?
Well, my receiving activity has been to just go out and listen to the birds. That's it. Now, I noticed a lot of people mention that on the show that they seem to have been doing it a long time, but it's new to me, and it's pretty amazing, I have to say.
Uh-huh. They have a lot to say to you, don't they?
Oh my gosh, yes, they sure
yeah.
do. And I'm wondering, like, I don't know, but I'm wondering if I'm noticing them a lot more because of the pandemic. There aren't nearly as many cars, so everything's quieted down, and it just seems like the trees are just full of birds, like lots of birds, And I've never experienced that before, at least not where I live.
Well, so. Rob, it could be, that could be a piece of it, but I'm going to go with you're more present.
Okay, I'll go with that too then.
Yeah, because I think there are probably a lot of people in the world who could be around a lot of trees and a lot of birds and be so wrapped up in their own head that they don't hear or see anything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that person was me not that long ago. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so, me too. Yeah.
But, you know, something that did happen is, so it has been more quiet here, but as they're lifting restrictions, people are moving around more. So today I went out and the neighbor was doing the weed whacker, and then the garbage truck came by, and I noticed that, you know, I was all excited about going out, and I had an expectation, and then that didn't, you know, ego had an expectation.
That
it
was going to be quiet.
Yeah,
that it was
right.
Going to be quiet and you could hear your birds.
Right. And I recorded for a little. Well, I mean, I'm just talking about this. I'm not really sure how to perceive it, but I can tell you what I did. So I started my recording and I was recording. I was having a great time, actually. And then I started noticing the other noises, and then I commented on them. And then I listened to my recording and I was like, and I realized that, like, the first half of my recording was fine. It was great. So, you know, the part of my recording where I went into conditioned mind, I just edited it out. I was like, this first part is great.
There you go. And Rob, that's very much across the board. That's what happens. You know, people realize that something is pretty or something is nice or something is whatever it is. And then you can just watch how ego just seeps in, takes it over, turns it negative. That's happening all the time. And so what you might do with this process is use the birds as role models, because they sing right through the garbage trucks and the weed whackers. Right? They have learned to, as far as we can tell, they've made peace with us, right?
Yeah.
And so for us to be that way too, not to let conditioned mind divide everything up into I like that, I don't like that. But just this is what is. This is all that's happening right here in this moment. And can I be with all?
Yeah. You know, I just realized that I listened to my recording. I did the edit. I was happy with it. And I did sit there longer. And I did forget all about the noise and stuff. And I and obviously conditioning came in there then and covered that up. The fact that, I got to the point that I was fine, and then I wasn't fine, and then I was fine again. And conditioning was trying to turn it into something that was troublesome.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's what it's always doing.
Yeah.
It is always finding a problem that doesn't exist with something that does exist.
Yeah.
That'd
well, I'm so happy.
Sticker, wouldn't it? I like that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Say that again.
I tend to think in T-shirts and bumper stickers, and that was a good one. Ego is constantly making a problem out of something, a problem that isn't, out of something that is.
And yeah.
It kind of captures the human condition in a succinct little way that I always enjoy. All right. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rob. Sherry, I'm trying to work with my cue here, so let me bring on the next person. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Sherry. It's Todd calling.
Hello, Todd. What are you seeing?
Good morning. I'm seeing yesterday's quote from Alan Watts is, it's like a koan. Throughout the day, it kept dropping in and confused and conditioned mind trying to understand it, which made me
You referring to the Alan Watts quote?
Yeah, the universe one about...
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think it was yesterday's assignment? Today's assignment?
Know.
Yeah.
I have... Oh, God, I have no, I never I've have any idea track. About those kinds of deep
track.
Issues. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I think it's good. I think we should lose track. And
yeah.
so it would drop in,
yeah.
kind of like a koan, and
yeah.
then conditioned mind would go crazy because
right.
it couldn't understand it.
Yes.
And what was the difficulty with it, Todd?
What was so interesting about it was the difficulty was it was so much bigger than it. And
ooh,
it,
yes.
So it was threatened. It was threatened because Alan Watt's perception of the universe and we as the witness to the universe as we are the universe is so much bigger in scope than it. It was threatened by that. That if we had that realization, it would lose all its control and power.
Yes. And so that seems like the most significant thing to come out of that
uh-huh.
koan practice, right?
Yes.
Just that. Yeah. You just say to ego, you're right. You don't get it.
Yeah.
You don't. And you
yeah.
don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I love koan practice. It's been a big part of practice along the years, and it's kind of what you're talking about earlier about or I maybe heard on another call where we hear something 10,000 times and it's like, oh, okay. Still not really there, but okay. And then all of a sudden we get hit over the head with it and go, oh, that's what it was pointing at. I see. And it's like I think it was on the previous radio show, you said we knew it, but we didn't know it until we know
that's
it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Yeah.
And so it's like it's seeping through layers. you know, and then they talk about, you know, you can walk out into a downpour and get soaked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one experience. Or you can walk in a deep fog
mm-hmm.
and slowly the moisture permeates everything.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And that's what this is like, and
you know
you get thoroughly soaked in either case, but that downpour happens to us much less frequently than this slow
yeah.
seeping process, and I really enjoy it because the way Alicia was describing it, you know, with the 10,000 times, then every
mm-hmm.
time it happens, there's a recognition. You know, so we have the enjoyment of sensing on a deep level that, there's something there. So the system is being changed. You know, we're being changed each time that happens,
mm-hmm.
and it's a little clearer and a little, it's like the lights coming up, you know, with the dimmer switch, and a little
yeah.
more, a little more, and
yeah.
then all of a sudden all the lights come on, and it's
right.
so glorious.
Yeah.
But,
that's what I, oh, go ahead. Yeah.
If they all came on immediately, there's a danger of being blinded.
Oh.
Right? And
yeah.
And I've actually talked over the years to any number of people who had that experience where all the lights came on out of nowhere. They did not have any kind of practice. They didn't have anything to prepare them. And it did not make for a happy life. So
okay.
we can be glad that it's going the way it's going for us.
Yeah, we can be glad. And what I'm just appreciating of the year-long retreats, last year's and this year's, and I just love the arcing of each month and the repetitive nature of getting the opportunity to revisit assignments when I'm in a different place and looking at different processes
mm-hmm.
or different content is what you were just describing, is that foggy light drizzle of just being
yeah.
permeated on a very gradual and kind and friendly universal way of receiving practice.
Exactly. Well stated.
Oh.
That is proof. That's all the proof we need, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? That the
yeah.
universe is friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
Thanks,
you, Todd.
Thanks, Sherry. Thanks,
wonderful.
Ashwini. Thank you, Sangha. Go happy.
Thanks,
go happy.
Todd. Sherry, we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller. Hello?
swear I can hear them, but they're having trouble reaching us.
Okay. Let me try someone else. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Chris calling from Boston.
Hello, Chris. What you seeing?
So I have been really in the dark room the past few days. And, so sometimes the Lightroom can seem like a vague memory.
Oh, well, Chris, I will say, if you're in the dark room and you can remember that there is a light room, that's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I bet you can remember a time when you were in the dark room and if somebody has mentioned the light room, you would have thought that they were crazy. Because you've never had any such experience as that. Never. No. No, I have never been happy. My life has never worked.
Right.
But you've got a sense that that's not true. Yeah. Good.
Right. So that seems to be, the place that I'm in with receiving is being able to even recognize that fact and then let that grow. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And did you have a good look at the dark room while you were visiting?
I did. I had a whole tour of the dark room.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And if I say, and it's good to see it, that can seem annoying unless we are in a place with practice where we realize, no, actually, it's really helpful. It's really helpful to get really clear so that I could actually write a giant list and put it on my wall of what goes on when I'm in the dark room so I can remember that that's a state. It's a condition. It's not true. It's not real.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, now that I'm here, it does, you know, something that I did was I turned on really old open-air archives, like 2005. And just had it on in the background. And I wouldn't have done that if I were totally, you know, lost.
No, you would not. No, you absolutely would not. No. Which is, again, talk about the universe being a friendly place, right? There's your lifeline. You're getting to see that health state, but you're not going to be left there. You're just getting to be really clear about what that is so that you're not fooled in the same way.
Right. So it is good to see.
Oh, it is so good to see. You know, Chris, I'll say to people, if you're not happy, you're identified. Mm-hmm. If you're not happy, you're identified with ego. And that just sounds nuts. Right? You know what? You can be happy all the time? Yes, actually, you can. Right? Mm-hmm. And if we're not, it's because we're identified with ego. So what is that ego condition? That's what awareness practice, that's what we're doing all the time. Right? We're revealing what ego is doing so that we can recognize it as an identification. Right, and so now you're taking it to the next level, right? So let's now that we've got a sense of what the ego is, let's explore hell, just so that we get very clear about what that is, because otherwise, people can be thrown into hell, believe that it's real, believe everything the voices are saying, and suffer hideously. But if you know what it is, it becomes more like an undulation. Remember when we were on that jag? You know, it's just, hell is trying to get me. Yep. And I know that. So I'm going to turn on those archives in the background. I'm going to get out the recorder. I'm going to put myself in the queue. I'm going to, right? Because, I know where I am. I recognize this. I know it really well. I don't want to live here.
And you know, something that has been clicking lately has been that I don't know how else to phrase it, but that it's kind of good to have a bit of a healthy paranoia about ego, in the sense of you don't want to snooze for a second.
That's exactly right. That is, because it doesn't.
Right, right.
That is a creepy image, right? It is watching constantly for an opening. Constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's what makes it, in Gandhi's words, his words just went out of my head, but worthy opponent.
Yes.
You know, it's a worthy opponent. It's going to keep us on our toes until we realize we don't want to be any place but on our toes. Yeah. All right.
Well,
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes.
Glad the lights are on.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Go happy.
Thanks,
Go
Chris.
Happy.
And Cherry, that brings us to the end of our show. Our assignment for today is do your daily practice. I think the most important question facing humanity is the universe a friendly place? This is the first and most basic question all people must answer for themselves. Albert Einstein. Today, pay special attention to how you're guided and supported by a friendly life.
Now that we've established that, in fact, it is, now we get to look for evidence.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Go happy.